greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of March the 9th, 2014. Now let's continue with our scripture in the book of Revelation, and then we are going to attempt to go through some portion of 3 Sunday school lessons, and we will attempt to end this session in March with some true teachings of the Zodiac, using the teaching of the Zodiac to teach liberation of the human family. We are in verse 21 of the chapter of 3 in the book of Revelation. Jesus saying, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." We're dealing with the word grant. Sisters and brothers of the human family, the poor and the working class masses of the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, are in need of someone to grant us power to overcome the grip that the system has on our minds. This word grant, let's hear the pronunciation again.
Strong's G 1325. Didomi.
1325, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Didome means to give to someone, to give something to his advantage. Some of us think that we do not have a problem with this system, but this system in the hands of the wicked ruling class, they take from us night and day. They squeeze from us night and day. So we need the Most High through the universe and through good leadership to give us the advantage, to give us the power to rule our lives internationally to our advantage on behalf of the Most High and on behalf of the human family. To grant, to give to one asking, to deliver, to give over to one's care. This universe, this earth, is now being given over to the oppressed masses of the people. It is we who have been denied our authority to rule in this earth realm. It is we who have suffered loss after loss because of this terrible system of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. To give what is due, obligatory, to pay wages, reward. Is it not true that many of our sisters and brothers who work for the food industry, service industry, are protesting that they may receive what is due them? I believe those that work for, I'm trying to see, Domino's. Domino's workers win restitution for stolen wages. You have these food industries, food stores, CEOs making all manner of money, and they refuse to pay their workers a living wage. These workers have been paid below minimum wage. And these workers for Domino's and others have been denied overtime. Many of your fast food workers are older type workers, not your little high school worker anymore. These are adults trying to make ends meet, attempting to make enough in the economy that they can pay for apartments, that they can pay for cars, that they can pay for health care, that they can pay for that which their children need in this world. So these industries refuse to pay them a minimum wage. How is it that we can live in a nation that is so-called the wealthiest nation on the planet, and we know that the acquiring of such wealth is through warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction? But these CEOs refusing to pay their workers that which is obligatory. When you know scripture, when you know that you have a right to demand from your leaders that which is obligatory, you make that demand. And the power of the Most High, through the power of the universe, which is vested within our construct, all work together and align together, ensuring that we receive that which is obligatory. And the whole universe is at our service. Everything in the universe is obligated to serve us when we line up with the Most High and when we line up with L-I-F-E, life. This word grant, to give one to someone, to follow him as a leader and a master. See, the Most High is here to make us masters in the universe, to make us gods and goddesses, Elohim, children of the Most High. This is what the Most High wants to grant to every oppressed, poor, working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white man, woman, boy, girl, sister, and brother. It says, definitions here, to cause to come forth, i.e. as the sea. Now, this throws me into the waters of noon. We always keep the African teaching on the construct of creation in our minds. Remember ground zero. Remember the waters of noon in the womb of Nonet. Remember we were at one time, we pre-incarnated our physical incarnation. We pre-existed our physical incarnation. The whole narrative given to Yahushua Christus, Jesus Christ, is also your narrative. We pre-existed our physical incarnation. We are the seed of the Most High. We are the express image of the Most High. We are the shadow of the Most High. And there is no turning in the shadow, no changing in the shadow. One Christ, Atum, the whole of the human family, the whole of the universe, as the flesh of the Most High, and the spirit of the Most High inside of the flesh, which is the universe of the Most High. That spirit is that Atum, that Christ power that is absolutely one. That is you. That is me in the waters of noon as the seed and germ of the eternal force of life. This is the sea. This is the water that is spoken of here in the definition. We at that time time of ground zero, tranquil, peaceful, no boundaries, no barriers, all one. And then you get to Ptah, the second phase of creation. Ptah is that earth mound that rises up out of the watches of noon, creating motion or causing motion and movement. So that is you and me coming forth as the sea, coming forth now, because that seed of life, germ of life, is now being caught forth out of the womb to give physical expression to the unseen reality. Ptah coming forth, motion, turbulence, chaos. And then you have Atum, who comes out of the mind of Ptah. That is Christ coming out of the mind of, as you would say, God. And so Atum then calls forth the waters, calls forth the forces of the universe, calls forth time, calls forth energy, calls forth space in the names of four couples. Nun and Nonet, the waters, sacred masculine waters, and the counter heavens. That sacred masculine waters, or I should say sacred waters from the masculine, which are masculine and feminine. Remember, the seed, that which is called sperm, is masculine and feminine. Called forth out of the womb of Nonet, this plasma, this fiery hydrogen water that is able to transmit and conduct light, light standing for truth. So we are they, like the water, like the sea, coming forth as the sea. We are able to conduct and transmit light, to conduct and transmit truth. When we operate on the principles of truth, we are the most successful. Then Atum calls forth Ha and Hahet, and Ha is the masculine, standing for that which is infinite. Hahet is the feminine, standing for that which is finite. Because we must know and understand that the reality of the Most High and all attached to the Most High, truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, equality, love, friendship, camaraderie, all of these are eternal, infinite. The universe is infinite. Hahet, the sacred divine feminine, standing for that power of the feminine to destroy that which is finite, to destroy that which should not be. See, death, hell, and destruction is to be destroyed. Hatred and warfare and bloodshed is to be eliminated. So Hahet stands for that which is finite, that which has boundaries. Then you have Kuk and Karket. Kuk, the sacred and divine masculine, standing for darkness, not darkness as you might think, but the proper usage of darkness, meaning the process of birth, which takes place in the darkness. That seed of life, germ of life, is in the darkness and emitted into the sacred triple dark womb of the mother. And so the womb has the power to bring into the light that which was in the darkness, that is Karket. Then you have Amun and Amonet. Amun, sacred, divine, masculine, standing for that which is hidden. And then Amonet, the sacred, divine, feminine, the womb that has the power to reveal that which was hidden. All of these forces, all of these powers are within you and me, sisters and brothers, are within us. These forces, these powers, that atoned, the Christ, the shadow, that one atoned, that one Christ that we all are. We must go into ourselves and call forth these powers as the sea. It says in the definition further, death and hell are said to give up the dead who have been engulfed or received by them. So, sisters and brothers, we live in a system of death and hell. And it is up to us as the Christ, as the Atum, to call forth the energies, to call forth the spirit, mind, body, and soul, to call forth the hidden and unseen powers that are laden within ourselves so that we can wake up and resurrect and raise from the dead our sisters and brothers from spiritual death, mental death, moral death, which leads to a physical death of living a life of death rather than a life of life. This word grant, to permit one or to commission. Let's hit this word commission right quick. The word commission is defined as instruction or duty given to a person or group of people to give an order for or authorize the production of something. Sisters and brothers, we must realize that our mission is to liberate the human family through the science of life, through the science of the universe, through quantum physics, quantum mechanics, through the understanding that energy is spirit, spirit is energy. Unite the religious and scientific community through the understanding that the words they are using have the same definitions. And so we liberate ourselves from the grip of the wicked ruling class and ruling families by teaching religion as science, science as religion, the science of life. I will grant to sit. The word to sit. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 2523, kathizo, kathizo.
Kathizo, Greek side, 2523, to make, to sit down, to set, to appoint, to confer a kingdom to one. Sisters and brothers, the definition is also to have fixed one's abode, to sojourn, to settle down and settle, to settle and settle down. Sisters and brothers, think of the situation of immigrants. Think of our sisters and brothers who, because of the system and the power of the system, men and women, boys and girls are forced to migrate and become immigrants and leave their home nations and leave their territories, leave their cities, leave their farms, leave their lands. Well, sisters and brothers, the Most High is here through the teaching to enable us to eradicate the earth of such system of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction that is causing this movement of the people, not because people just like to move, but because the system is robbing the people of their land, their wealth, and their resources, forcing the people to move because the people have been displaced, disinherited, disempowered, And so there's migration. There are immigrants. I'm thinking of our sisters and brothers from Africa who are migrating to Israel because the system through America, through Britain, through the House of Rothschild has robbed our sisters and brothers of their land, wealth, and resources through warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, through economic warfare because of the International Monetary Fund. And so the sisters and brothers say, let's go to Israel. Israel's in the Bible. We love Israel. We think that Israel is the only democracy in this region. Let's go there. When they go there, what do they find? Racism, fascism. They find that ordinary poor working class, not all, but ordinary poor working class Caucasian Jews hate black people, hate Africans, and have united with their legislature, with their government officials, all the way to the prime minister, all the way to many rabbis, didn't say all, many rabbis, they have united together to absolutely destroy African people and round them all up and boot them out of Israel. The government of the nation of Israel is building the biggest and grandest refugee camp, detainment camp, to round up all the African immigrants and then get them all out of the country because these Caucasian Jews who think like this want the state of Israel to be a white Jewish state. That's Israel. That's the state of Israel. That's the prime minister of Israel. That's many rabbis of the modern state of Israel. That's poor working class Caucasian Jews of the state of Israel. All of these that I have just mentioned are being manipulated and used by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to foster division, to cause immigration, and then take advantage of the immigrants and then punish the immigrants for having to migrate because Israel is involved in all of the wars in Africa, all of the conflicts, all of the overthrows, all of the coups, all of the assassinations of leaders along with their friends in America and their friends in Britain, all of them doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families, the House of Rothschild. So the Most High wants that we organize to reverse that condition. No more will it be that you have to move because the system is destroying us. No more will there be forced migration. No more will there be a situation where the system has robbed you of your land, your wealth, and your resources, and you have to move and immigrate. But if you want to, you can, for friendship and love, move all over the earth if you would like, if you would desire. But that's if you desire to do so. But the Most High is going to enable all of us when we get a hold of this teaching, when we overthrow this system, when we destroy a system that is death, hell, and destruction, then we'll be able to settle down and sit down and be empowered to rule this universe and this earth as the Most High has intended that we do. That's our mission. That's our goal. That's what the Most High is promising us. The Most High has promised over and over again to deliver us from all that is evil, whether spiritual, mental, moral, physical, whether internally or externally. I will grant to sit with me in my throne. The word throne is masculine. I have to remember to see whether these words are masculine and feminine. This word throne is masculine. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 2362. Thranos. Thranos.
This word has to do with a seat, a throne seat, a chair of state having a footstool assigned to kings, kingly power or royalty, metaphorically to God, the governor of the world. The problem today, sisters and brothers, is that we have been disempowered. Our power to rule this universe, our power to rule this earth, our power to rule our lives has been stolen and taken from us. The wicked ruling class and ruling families are absolutely illegitimate because they refuse to rule based on the science of life, the science of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the science of the atom or atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons. The wicked ruling class refuse to do the bidding of the Most High. So the Most High, through the teaching of the gospel, through the teaching of Bible and Quran and I King and Bhagavad Gita, through the teachings of the universe, the Most High wants to empower the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed to sit on the throne. Now, the word footstool is a combination of words in the African Hebrew language. The seat is masculine. No, am I correct? The seat is masculine and the legs are feminine. That comes from Africa. The seat of the ruler is the seat that represents the feminine, that represents truth, justice, and righteousness, and that the ruler, whether male or female, will rule with truth, justice, and righteousness. The footstool of the Most High is the universe, the earth. The footstool of the Most High is the Ark of the Covenant. And as we line up with the universe and line up with the earth and line up with all that is represented by the Ark of the Covenant, we become the footstool of the Most High. We become the throne of the Most High, and we will be the rulers of this throne, and we will sit in this throne, which is the universe and the earth and our spiritual, mental, and moral and physical construct. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.